I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
En Cox, estamos un paso adelante. Como el muchacho que ya sabe la orden de tu cafecito incluso antes de pedirlo.
Hey, José, café con leche sin lactosa, un toque de vainilla templadito sin azúcar.
En Cox también nos adelantamos a lo que necesitas. Por eso el precio de tu plan no subirá por 3 años. Y nuestra seguridad avanzada protegerá tu red de amenazas antes de que pasen. Cox, un paso adelante. José, llamada de tu jefe en 3, 2, 1. Al menos 500 megabits por segundo de velocidad y Cox Unlimited Mobile. Impuestos y cargos no incluidos en garantía de precio. Velocidad de datos móviles reducida tras usar 20 gigas al mes.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seat, broken day to bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad attitude, bad taste, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Farrell Palatial, right across the river through the woods from where Granny ate too many gummy bears during the holidays and said she started seeing double in New York City. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up should do, but all my friends that come around. On the west side, bed bugs uptown, but a mess, this town's a tatter, my brain's splattered all over Manhattan, Shadoobie, check out who. Yeah, it's probably, like, a problem when, when Granny tries them 100 milligram gummies, she starts seeing things, and then she said she saw two of 34C. That would be like... 68, double D. And then she had to lay down and take a nap for about 8 hours. I almost killed her. And I think that's the end of the edibles for Granny. She gets a little worked up when she has too many of them. 100 milli, get her a little 100 milli. A little 100 milli gummy. Mavi's like, you giving Grammy gummies again, Pharrell? Sometimes her arthritis is a problem. You got to get her set up. You know what I'm saying? How about the end of this Boston-Miami game? They were up 8 a second ago. Now they're hanging by a thread by 3, and now they're about to get tied, and they are tied. Dragic hits a 3 in the wing with 13 seconds left. They were down 8 with like a minute left, and now they're tied. That is such BS. That is such utter BS. I mean, my God, how do you blow an 8-point lead? Pritchard with the follow with 0.2 left on a miss by Smart. Let's see the Heat come back from that, baby. Let's see him come back from that with 0.2 left. Watch, they'll hit a 3 with no time left to win. But 107-105 C's. You know, I was on those C's today, Mafia. I was on OCs today on Coast to Coast. My first show back from the holidays. Shout out to the church, you freaks. Oh, God. You know, it really is unbelievable how much money I make, people. I was thinking about that the other day. Mafia hates it, too, because he's always, like, reviewing it, and he has to, like, go through it and everything, all the, you know, action and everything. He's like, God, that dude, all he does is make people money. Drives him nuts. Mafia does the same thing when he does the UFC picks. He makes people all kinds of money. So we welcome in all of our radio affiliates. I was just talking about how much money I make everyone, how much Mafia hates it. Mafia is the king of the UFC betting, and I'm pretty much the king of the castle when it comes to everything else. God, I have just been killing it lately, hitting games, Mafia, basketball games. You know it's true. You can't even, and football the last few weeks, are you kidding me? I mean, how many ball games did I hit? How many NFL games did I hit the last 2 weeks? Like, every game? I mean, I hit every game. The other day, like 2 weeks ago, here's the shot at the buzzer. You lose. Cover! Celtics on the road with the win. Straight up cover! Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to say, as far as our radio affiliates go, a couple things. Hey, it's good to be back on everywhere, including San Diego near Tijuana, Tijuana on the mightier 1090. Oh, check it out. And then, did you know tonight, Mafia, at 3 a.m. East and 12 Pacific, in the midnight hour, Pharrell cried, moan, 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 moan. In the midnight hour, she cried, moan, 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 moan. I went drinking with him one night. You knew that, Mafia. A long time ago at the Viper Room, I got hammered with Billy Idol.
Is there anybody in the 80s or 90s that you didn't drink with?
Late 80s or, you know, in whatever. I mean, early 90s, something like that, mid 90s. I can't remember. I can't keep track of all this stuff, dates and everything. I don't even remember last week, let alone the 90s. So tonight at 3 a.m. East and at midnight Pacific, Channel 204 will launch on Sirius XM Sports Grid Radio. Sports Grid Radio Network will launch tonight. It will officially launch tonight, overnight, late night, 3 a.m. East, midnight West. And what show do you think they're launching with? Much to the chagrin of everyone else, they all hate me because I'm beautiful. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. They're launching with Pharrell. Of course they are. Coast to Coast from today, the replay of Coast to Coast will launch the network tonight at 3 a.m. East. Midnight Pacific. So wake up your girlfriend. Slut! Wake her up!
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Working hard 24 hours a day to give you your USRDA of the winning edge. Everything a growing boy needs.
Sit up straight.
Get it right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pharrell on the Bench, back with you. So my boy Carl's working on some stuff. I know there were some people in the church always insightful with the skinny on what's wrong with the show. They're like, yo, there's an echo. I'm like, echo and the bunny men? Anyway, they'll fix all that. Just so you know, I'm, let's see, double nickels, right? But I can't hear it, right? So, like, I can, I've been yelling at Mafia for, like, 20 minutes that I can't hear him. I mean, I can't hear him at all. It's like he's in Indonesia. He's so far away. It sounds so bad for me that I'm, like, sitting there just, I can't hear a word he says to me. So when he says, go to break, I don't even hear him. I don't even hear him. But that's a good sign, though, when you think about it, Mafia, because didn't I just call my girlfriend a slut? I don't even have a girlfriend, but if I did, she'd be a slut. Can you say that on the radio? Check, one, two, check, 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 chicken. So anyway, I know you freaks missed me. I know you've been bored without me. I know I have to be in your lives, your nightly exposure, waxing up on the mahogany. All right, so where was I? So 3 East, midnight Pacific. They're going to launch 204 tonight on SiriusXM, the new, brand new, spanking, sparkling Sports Grid radio network on SiriusXM. There you go. And the first show they'll hear is Pharrell Coast to Coast. So just so you know, every day I do Coast to Coast at 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 3 West, and then I do Pharrell on the Bench radio show at 10 to midnight East and 7 to 9 West, right? So then every night, those two shows will be live, and then the show at 4 to 6 East, 1 to 3 West, that'll re-air at 3 a. East, midnight West every day. So I'll be on twice a day live and once overnight taped. Fair enough? On 204 on Sirius. Great thing that we are starting the network on there. All the shows will be on. Every show will be on every day, everywhere, all over the Southern Hemisphere. The great thing about it for us is, at the very least, is that I was on Howard 101 for 8 years, whatever it was, from the beginning with Howard. Howard was incredible. Being on his channels was even better. I love him, love everybody there. I'm cool with everybody. And I've always missed it. It was the greatest 8 years of my life. And it's great to be back on there. And I saw some really cool stuff today, Mafia, about it that no one has seen yet, but they'll be seeing it soon everywhere there at Sirius. And everywhere else, for that matter, too, with their very own big-ass eyes. Because they did a huge, let's just be honest, a huge marketing push for us. And let's just say I'm a big part of that. And I went, remember I did the photo shoot? I went and did a photo shoot or whatever. No big deal. I could care less about all that. But they did give us a huge thing. And it's everywhere, and it's just impossible to avoid, which is going to be great for the channel and great for us. And you can listen to me now in New York every day. And I live here in New York, and I haven't been on here in New York for 8 years, 10 years, 10 years. Because when I was on LoserCom, they didn't air me in New York. They aired me in 300 cities. They aired me everywhere, but they didn't air me in New York. And I lived here and went and did the show every night at The Fan, and they never aired me. So they wouldn't air me ever in New York. So what a waste of time and money that was. What a stupid move that was for me to work for those idiots. I hate them all dead. I hope they all die. And I mean it. You can quote me on that, too. What a waste of time that was. And all I know is that I'm going to be on SiriusXM every night. I am going to just take everyone out, and I'm going to hang them by a freaking, like, you know those giant hooks that your granny uses to hang the laundry? Mafia, those big old, like, laundry hooks? That's what I'm going to hang everybody by. I'm just going to hang them out like a bed sheet in the wind.
Put them on the clothesline.
That's right. Put them on a clothesline like stained bedspreads. Because I got a lot of stains on my bedspread. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got a lot of stains on my bedspread. So anyway, anyone I hate from now on, I'm just going to put them out on the clothesline. Mafia's got to remind me what I call it. What are we going to hang them on? Hang them from a tree. No, from a clothesline. Let's keep it honest here. We don't want any racial undertones, Pharrell. Nothing bad. We don't want to be bad to anyone. Of course not. Only the people that we hate, which is everyone. So anyway, I'm excited to be on. And I know, didn't I do some kind of show with you over the holidays? Like a 1 hour loop show that they've been running on that channel for the last week?
Yeah, we've had a couple shows from all, you know, some of the hosts here that were playing, get people interested and get people, you know, introduced to the network and the people are going to be hearing. And yours was one of them. Yeah, we did one for an hour just before Christmas. That's been running since the New Year.
Did people like it? Did they like it?
I believe so. From what I've heard, there was a positive response from a lot of people.
Okay, because I thought it sucked. I just wanted to say, like, I heard it. I was bored to death. I heard it when I was at the store with my boy, ShopRite Jimmy. I got to go down there and see my boy ShopRite Jimmy. He's getting inside skinny on that toilet paper and paper piles during the pandemic, son. All I got to do is give him some of that kind cushy cush. You got to get him some of them fat buds, son. Some of them cushy cush cush. And then he'll get me that toilet paper, son. Give me a little under the table. So we were listening to it, and I heard the whole thing about our experience at SiriusXM. That was cool. And but I just knew that it sucked because it wasn't, like, real. Right? It wasn't actually, like, it was, I guess it was on there, right? It was on the channel, and that's all people could hear for, like, 7 days. You want to stick a gun in your mouth hearing the same show for 7 days? Is that like doing prison time? Can you imagine if they put you in a room, in a rubber room, and played that clip for 7 days straight, if that's all you heard was me doing that story? And then I heard Smitty on there, and I heard, right, like, I think I heard Ariel and Smitty doing something on there, and it was just the same thing over and over and over, and I wanted to just stick a 357 in my mouth. I was like, come on. So at least tonight we can tell the truth. We want to be on in New York so we can get even with all the people that we hate, and we can hang them on a clothesline. I need to start making enemies again. Mafia's like, what is happening here?
When did you ever stop?
What is that? I never stopped making enemies?
No, come on.
Dude. I got in some fights over the holidays, too, playing basketball. I called a 6'9", 300-pound black guy Chris Kringle. That didn't go over well. He said he was going to kill me. And, he was going to snap me in two and kill me. Like, I don't even know how that would have been possible, but cause he was so fat and he just wasn't fast enough to catch me to kill me. Like, I'm not letting some fat ass black Santa Claus looking Kris Kringle catch me. I only deal on brothers when I'm playing ball. Mafia dropping 30. I got no time for no fat ass Kris Kringle trying to go down with Pharrell. Shout out again to the church, you mother Pharrellers! You know they're smoking in there tonight, Mafia, because they just won all that money on that Celtics game I gave them, and they are just smoking fatties tonight. I'm going to tell you something. I won so much money for everybody lately on PharrellOnTheBench.com. If you're not a member of that, you suck, you're soft, and your girlfriend's fat, honestly. She's fat.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
We're everywhere. Radio, the internet, TV, satellite, and our mobile app. We make it easy. Like, real easy. In fact, if you're not listening,
it's you.
It's always you.
Slacker.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Shout out to Dr. Dre. I hope he's chilling the most after his Pharrellarism. He had an aneurysm out in Lipstick City and ended up in ICU. I hope he's all right. I didn't hear anything today about it, so I just heard that it had happened to him. And that's not cool. So I was just asking Mafia. I'm like, hey, do you think, because I know my boss is like stalking me right now. I think is he not? Mafia, isn't he like stalking me right now and listening in or something?
Yeah, you know, we're tweaking some things. So he's making sure it all sounded good, smooth. He's just making sure we're putting out a good product as usual.
Okay. So, because I was thinking, instead of calling him, I could just ask right now. Like, so my buddy has a metal band in Tampa, and I want to start using some of his music. I know they got all kinds of issues with royalties and ASCAP fees and not, you know, paying for music. We're not allowed to play music. Well, I bet we're allowed to play music if no one's ever heard of them. You know, it's just some local band, some local bar band in Tampa that's pretty good, that's real popular with the hoes. All those Tampa Ybor City hoes go out drinking on Friday, Saturday night. They go watch, you know, it isn't actually Steel Panther, but you remember that band, Mafia? Weren't they in the movie?
Yeah, they were.
If we could hook up with like a local band and play all their riffs. So anyway, can we listen to your boy, Ty Lue? Because I'm watching the Clip Joint getting out to a 14-8 start tonight. I know they've had some slow starts lately, like, you know, last night when they got their ass busted up by the Spurs. So what did your boy Ty have to say about that whole scene, Mafia? Can we listen to Coach Lue?
Like tonight, I just thought, you know, they got off to a good start, a fast start. And then once again, we was, you know, digging ourselves out of a hole. And then when Patty Mills came into the game, he kind of opened it up for those guys the way he was shooting the basketball. And he had 26 points in transition. So we wasn't making shots early, and they was getting out early and attacking us, you know, pretty quick in the transition.
You lose. And then I know that Kawhi – I know that the big story about Kawhi is, like, tonight he's saying, like, he wants to play the back end of, frankly, he wants to play both ends of back-and-backs. He wants, you know, the back-to-backers, he wants to play both games. And I know that Lue was talking about Kawhi a little bit here as well.
I mean, he's grown a lot, you know, coming
it's
into
Kawhi.
Nobody knew who I was, and there was nothing expected of me. You know, I'm not getting the ball. And, you know, now, you know, I'm able to, you know, touch the ball a lot more, getting some pick and rolls, getting some isolation situations, and just finding my guys. But the big thing is, you know, my teammates are knocking down shots, and that's how you get an assist. So I give them the credit. You know, I thank them for making shots.
Yeah, there's nothing I hate more than these candy-ass players that never play. They got this whole, and he's one of them. Kawhi's one of them. You're one of them, bro. With your load management BS, you're as soft as marshmallows, son. He needs to go every night, son. Can you imagine back in the day telling Moses Malone he needed to take off the back end of a back-to-backer? How about 3 and 4 nights and he's going to take off 2 of them? I mean, come on.
Forget even that, Scott.
These guys are so soft now.
What's he talking about in that clip? Like, oh, yeah, I have these guys and they can hit shots? Because I was watching that game last night. I took them in game when they were down, getting, you know, laying 3.5. And I'm watching at the end where Luke Kennard is taking 2 threes to try to win the game or take the lead and tie the game before Kawhi got his three. That was just a terrible shot. Like, what's he talking about? His guys can hit shots. I saw those terrible shots that didn't go in.
How about that Luke Kennard? He is complete ass.
Why is he even on the floor?
He is so white. He's so white. He's so bad. He should be playing in my rec league. I'm telling you. Listen, I don't know if you knew this or not, Mafia. Like, all these dudes that I know that play got sick, right, with the Hanta. They don't even play anymore. I know, like, 80% of the dudes I know that I play with got COVID. And literally, they all got it playing ball. And it just shut everything down completely. There's, like, no one playing basketball anymore. It's over. Like, basketball's done. It's like, it was like the one day everybody was balling and just playing all the time and everything was fine. And then the next day, boom, like a snap of the fingers, like a flick of the switch, like boom, it was over and no more ball at all. Nobody's going. No one's playing. No one even talks. It's just ended completely. It's just such a drag. I watched that Clay 62 spot the other night. Did you see Beal had a 60 spot tonight, Moff?
Yeah, I think he tied Arenas' record for the Wizards for franchise record for most points in a game.
It was Gilbert Arenas' birthday today.
It was, yeah. What a way to celebrate his birthday, someone tying his record.
He probably did that on purpose. I bet he did. I bet he saw that it was GA's birthday, so he dropped a 60 spot.
I mean, that guy brought in guns to the locker room when someone wouldn't pay back his poker debts. What do you think he does if someone takes his records?
Speaking of poker, I was watching poker the other day, and I think poker on television is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Can you name anything worse than watching poker on television? Seriously, is watching Rachel Ray cook food worse, or is watching Jennifer Tilly play poker worse? What's worse?
Jennifer Tilly's still kind of hot, so Rachel Ray. Or how about when they
were just not, dude? Listen, no, she's not. You got married, all right? So you got a hot wife. Can we not call that creepy looking freak hot? Thanks. Okay? I saw her. She's like, you know what she is? She's turned into Stevie Nicks. She's got like, she's got a witch thing going. She looks like a witch. She like showed up looking like a witch playing poker, and I was freaking out. And I have no mercy either. As you know, put them out on the, whatever you called it before, Mafia.
Clothesline.
Put him out on the line. I just put her out on the laundry line. Whatever the hell it's called. Honestly, no. But my point is, I was watching your boy, Phil Hellmuth. You remember when we had him on the show?
I do, yeah.
And he was playing a solo game. It was high-end, one-on-one poker. None of this full table full of people watching them trying to be cute and everything. Right? So he was taking on some other guy that's really good, and the two of them were going at it for high stakes. Big, huge pots. It wasn't that bad. I mean, I got, and then later I saw him playing, you know, the full table full of people with Tilly and all the rest of them, and they had even the guy that was taking on Hellmuth was in on this big table. And all these famous people from the World Series of Poker tables that had been on runs and that had finished in the last couple tables and everything, and they were all playing poker, and I still fell asleep. I mean, you watch that, it's like pulling teeth. Like, is there anything worse than listening to somebody, like, tell poker stories while you're watching poker? You know what I mean? Like, it's bad enough watching them waiting for those two cards to flip. They put the three down and you wait for the two. Like, I'm not a poker expert or anything, right? But here's me, like, watching going, when I watch, I'm like, let's see how bad this sucks. I just want to watch to see how bad this sucks and to see how bored I am. So I'm watching, and they got the three. And then I got this guy telling, like, poker stories while he's playing poker. And he's like telling some story. Remember when we had against blah, 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 blah. And we had a, remember we had that river? And I was like, oh my God, somebody get me a sawed off shotgun. I can't even watch this. It is so awful. See, the thing about Rachel Ray, which I wouldn't watch her if you set me on fire, I wouldn't watch. But you would think, I'm just guessing, like, you might be able to learn something, right? Like, couldn't you, like, figure out how to make lasagna? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not getting anything out of poker, but maybe I could learn how to make a beef lasagna from her or something. Like, you know, if I was baked enough. If you smoked a fatty and you had a J-Mo and somebody taught you how to make a really nice beef lasagna, you might be able to convert that into some ass. You know what I mean?
Also, like a date loud. Or your something. Wife wants you to work.
Or you could help your wife out. Mafia's all married now. You could be like, look, honey, I made you a beef lasagna today while I was smoking that fatty that Kush Pharrell gave me, and I'm drinking Gentleman's Jack, and I made you a beef lasagna. And then Mafia looks down and his puppy's taking a leak on his ankle while he's trying to tell his wife he made her dinner. He's like, I'll be right back. I got to hang Jennifer Tilly on the back line for Pharrell. Because she looks like Stevie Nicks. Creepy witchy bitch. Anyway, I'm watching the Clips and the Warriors, who seldom come out to play. Yay. I already hit the Celtics for you tonight. And how about this one, Mafia? I gave them the Knicks today on Coast to Coast with the upset. Straight up Jack against the Jazz. Did I not give that out?
Here's another one. You gave it out for sure.
That's right. Here's another one for you. Were we watching? And then Carver High goes, we had a little afternoon tilt with Cuse up 10 on Pitt. Meanwhile, you know I had Pitt, right? You know I had Pitt with that 9.5. They won the game by 3, son, 63-60. All I do is make people money. So when we come back, Jerry Palm will join us.
Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
Bon appetit.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Yeah, what a disaster this is, dude. How embarrassing. Like, oh my God. I'm done being nice, bro. I really am. I'm done. I'm done with it. I'm done being nice. I'm just going to call it for what it is now. So Duke leads Boston College 80-79 with just about 19 seconds left in that game. Make it 82-79 with 11 seconds left. I think they might be in a timeout. Baylor leads Oklahoma 62-45, and there's 8 minutes left in that game. Seton Hall, Mafia's alma mater, getting whacked tonight. What is happening with them against Creighton, Mafia? How can you be down 65-38?
They just, you know, just like we're talking about the Clippers, a slow start. Their big boy Mamu wasn't getting his shooting going. He was like 1-7 to start, I think, when I saw before. Just an ugly start for them.
Did they quit?
Seems like it.
God almighty. I mean, these are two very similar teams. The line was like 5.5, and they're getting whacked by 20-something. They're down 26. A&M getting smacked at South Carolina by 20 with 8.5 to go. Auburn's down by 13 in Oxford to Ole Miss. I'm surprised at that with 2.5 minutes to go. Underway at the Pit, 27-15. Utah State leads the Lobos. Here's your finals. Louisville won, but they didn't cover it at 4.5. They win by 2 over Va Tech. Pitt beat Syracuse by 3. LSU beat Georgia by 2 in overtime. I hit Louisville to win, Pitt with the spread, LSU to win, and Georgia to cover the spread. I hit Tulsa to win and getting 1.5. They win by 10 at South Florida. I hit Richmond. They won by 7 over Rhode Island. They were laying 5.5. I hit Tennessee to win at home in Knoxville and Arkansas to cover the 7.5. It was 79-74. Vols win it, but don't cover. Butler, I hit to win 63-55 over Georgetown. Georgetown was getting like 5.5. They didn't cover. VCU to win and George Mason to cover. I'm pretty sure I was on Coast to Coast today, Mafi, and I gave you that George Mason in 6.5. They lost by 5, so I get the double cover. Yeah, oh yeah, baby. How about this one? I gave you Houston on Coast to Coast today to win, and Wichita State plus 10 and a hook. They lose by 7. Double cover. Xavier to win. They win by 8 over St. John's. St. John's was getting 7.5. Now, that's a hell of a bet, right, to lose by the hook. I take the Johnnies on the road in the Queen City, and they lose by a hook. That sucks. Drag. Michigan, I gave you tonight, and I laid 5.5. It was my number 3 play, and they kicked Minnesota's ass, 82-57. I told you on the show, I said, look, they have incredible penetration and distribution to their bigs in the low block. They don't just shoot threes like all these other teams in college basketball. They pass the rock and get the best look. I love the way they move the ball. Virginia, I gave you over Wake, 70-61. Virginia, too bad I had Wake and 12.5 on the other side with a double cover. Yeah. Is that hitting enough college basketball bets for you, Moff?
No, it's never enough.
See that? I have a huge night, and he still says, you got to go to the well more. You got to hit more. It's just not enough. Hitting a few is decent. Hitting a ton, just not enough. You know, you might hit a few, and he's like, decent job. Don't bore me. And then you hit a ton of them, and he's like, not enough. Any bets that I didn't hit, like the half hook bet that I lost that I was just telling you about with the Johnnies, I blame that on Jerry Palm. I really do. The question will become at some point whether or not we will be able to find the guy that can help us get Jerry on the show. Jerry was supposed to be on the show, and we couldn't get Jerry. So the question begs, can we get the other guy that's good enough to get Jerry on? He's got all the secret answers to our technical difficulties. Did you know, that I had this this new assistant on the show, Mafia, Long-Legged Lucy? Did you know I had Long-Legged Lucy now?
I did not know that.
My audio assistant.
No, I didn't
what?
Know.
What?
I didn't know we had that.
Yeah. Have you seen her?
I have not.
She's smoking hot. I know some people get worked up if you talk about women. I just want you to know that we always talk about women on this show. And we don't care what you think. Just so we're clear, we love hotties. We'll talk about them. If you don't like it, you need to go to bed, or you know, go down and have another sandwich, or go have a three-fingered splash. Get a little dabble, do you? A little late night, little dabble, do you? So I got to tell you, watching the Curry game the other night when he dropped 62. I was saying today on Coast to Coast that he had a lot of buckets, like, twos and free throws. He was getting to the line a lot. He's so good at getting his shot and getting fouled, getting contact, you know, just blowing by people with speed and getting just slapped to death. And then he gets to the line, and then he's just absolutely certifiable from the line. The guy will hit everything. He never misses from the line. He's like in the 90s. It's crazy watching him just produce points at the free throw line and getting all those free throws. But the thing I was saying about him was, like, they got all these guys now, Pascal, Oubre, Green, and, you know, Wiseman, and I just think, you know, Wiggins, that they're a lot, Wanamaker, they're a lot better now, even though they don't have Clay. I think that they're, you know, they have the potential to, you know, throw out some, you know, lineups that aren't that shabby, right? And then they've been playing pretty decent lately since the season started, and they looked terrible coming out of the gates, like they were just dead to rights. But now all of a sudden they're balling, and I just saw Wanamaker hit a bomb three. They're down 7 to the Clip Joint right now. Game's at the Chase Center in the city, by the bay, in the way, yay. But I know that I've liked watching them. So Curry the other day, for him, he's like no big deal dropping a 62 spot. He's had big nights like this before. Let's hear from Curry.
There's nothing really needed to be said before tonight, and there's nothing I need to say afterward. It's just, like I said, I got to know I got a lot left in the tank, and just thankful to God that I'm healthy and able to be back out there playing and enjoying the game that I love, and you know, surprising myself from time to time. So it's pretty awesome to kind of have a night like this, obviously get the win and see where it goes from here.
Yeah, they're not as bad as everybody thought they'd be. You know, they've written them off like they're, you know, bottom of the barrel without Klay Thompson. They have no chance and all this other BS. I actually think they're half decent. I'd love to see them turn Wiseman into something special. And, you know, I always thought Pascal would be better than he's been. You know what I mean? Like when he played, I just saw him hit a shot. I thought, he was really tough, I thought, at Nova, and I thought he'd turn into a baller in the, you know, the league. But he hasn't really blossomed enough, in my view, to get any attention or enough burn and enough people talking about him. But on this team, he's getting some minutes, and, you know. And I know Wiggins had added a lot of muscle in the offseason. And, you know, it's finally time for this guy to quit being a B and start balling. You know what I mean? Like, he's been just a crybaby everywhere he's been. You know, he's another one of these spoon-fed kids that played and had everything handed to him on a silver platter and never, you know, was on a loser, was never in a tough situation, was never frankly taught to fight for anything in terms of, you know, ball. He didn't know what it was like to lose, and he's been around the league so much now losing that he's kind of gotten a little leathery. He knows a little bit. He's like a lizard. He's like a chameleon changing colors now. But I think he's fitting in with this team a little bit better and earning his stripes. And I thought he looked a lot better adding muscle and getting more physical and getting off the dribble, getting to the 10 and getting to the line, getting some calls, right? You know, there's a guy that I watch play in this game that just came in, and Steph just came in this game too, is Patrick Beverley. He sucks. I think he's just complete trash ass basketball. How is that guy in the NBA? Somebody explain it to me. People are like, oh, he's a great defender. You know, my ass. He's nothing. He's just a hack. He is. He's a hack-ass player. I don't think he does anything well. I used to think he could play D, and that's what he was there for, but I don't think so. I think he's just a technical and a foul waiting to happen, seriously. He can't stop anybody. He couldn't stop Steph Curry if he tried. Steph Curry light him up like a bong. But I think they have an interesting bunch, you know? And for me to watch that Clipper team last year melt down like an ice cream cone, I thought it was pretty awesome. With PG and Kawhi and all their glory and everything. How about your boy Kawhi wearing that face shield? What's going on there? What, did he bust his nose or something? You seen this mask he's wearing? He's like Phantom of the Opera, son.
Yeah, he got smashed in the nose like a week or so ago.
These things happen. Mafia smashed me in the nose before. Man, he you little goofy. Oh, God, Mafia. I think he looks pretty goofy. So we got a lot going on here tonight. I'm going to look at all these other NBA scores as well. We got a lot of action. We got to win some money, son.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network, doing our part to spread the winning edge nationwide. Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
So I don't know how bad it really is, but I'm watching Draymond Green right now playing with Pascal and Curry and these guys. And he looks just like he's not even like a pro anymore. Seriously, like I just seen him throwing balls away and just absolutely making horrendous just decisions and turnovers. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, because I watched him the other night, and all it was the Curry show, you know, busting off all those points. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, Draymond Green doesn't do anything anymore. What does he do? Does he have any game left whatsoever? Like, what does he do? I'm watching him right now, and I'm thinking to myself, like, boy, does that guy look shot? I mean, somebody has to prove me wrong. Like, I have to look. So I just want to see. You know, this game's 46-42. Just want to look to see exactly what he's doing. I know he's out there maybe busting his ass or whatever, but yeah, I'm not wrong. How about this? No points, one rebound, no field goals, no threes, and two fouls in 13 minutes. I mean, he's just over. He's over everything. He's doing absolutely nothing. He is sleepwalking. Like, his game looks absolutely shot. My point being is that they are nothing without Klay Thompson. If you have Curry and Green, you have nothing except Curry. You don't have anything special with Green added to the mix. It's all about Curry. But if you have Thompson and Curry, then suddenly Green becomes important, and he, you know, defends and can run the transition and everything and produce with these guys and plays at a different level. When we come back, we're going to hear from Billy Donovan, Levine. They're playing right now. They're losing the Bulls after their big win in Portland last night. But they're only down five right now before the half with about 3 minutes left in Sacktown against the Kings. Suns are up 113-99, 7 minutes left in the fourth against the Raptors.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.